Hello.
Hi, Rachel. This is John with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I hope I caught you at a better time today.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay, beautiful. I'm glad. Well, Rachel, I kind of want to leave the ball in your court a little bit. I know it's been a little bit since we spoke. We can recap on a few things, what the differences are of our packages and everything like that. Do you have any questions that came about?
So I guess one of my main questions is I've been receiving like different calls from people explaining the exact same service as y'all. So are y'all directly from Google or are you a third party acting for Google?
Yeah, so great question. Now, we're a premier Google channel partner. And
if you
heard that from anyone else, then tell them to prove it. There's very few. We're one of the few on there.
Yeah,
and that
the
I can
people
prove.
We were originally working with Google Ads, which we're canceling with, because they called me yesterday, and the lady was, like, yelling at me on the phone and stuff, and I was just like, you know what? No. I'm like, you can cancel our service. And so I called back, and she hung up on me and talked to another person who worked there, and he was like, I'm so sorry, you know, we'll have someone call you today. And the same people have called me three times trying to resell me the service when they haven't even canceled it yet.
Oh, my gosh.
And I hate to say this because it sounds severely racist, but you can tell they're not from this country. And,
gotcha.
You know, you are. So that I know it sounds bad, but.
No, you know, I get it.
Barrier.
That's just wild. I mean, we got to make sure, no matter what, communication and trust is first, right? But we got to keep it professional. Professionalism is everything, too. You know, we expect to have a long-term relationship. I get that and everything, you know, as far as business and things like that. But at the same time, we still keep it professional. At the end of the day, you know, it's business, too, you know. So you will never have that with us. I can assure you on that.
Cool, man.
Yes, ma'am. That blows my mind. Okay.
Yeah, I've dealt with some people like that, but that it was just a whole nother level. Like, she was trying to be like, well, you know, when we search you, like, welding up, you don't come up on the main page, so that's a problem. And I'm like, yeah, because we're not on the main page yet. I already have a phone scheduled with somebody to discuss becoming on the main page. That's why. She's like,
Right. Well,
you have this person on there. And I was like, well, yeah, he's our major competitor. He's our one main competitor that we're actually worried about. And they're like,
Right. Well,
we have this person, too, and this person, this person. And I was like, well, ma'am, it's a lucrative business. Of course, we're going to have competitors. And she just kept going off on me. And I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that, Rachel. I'm serious. Like, I hope you're hearing my voice when I say that. Because, like, that just – my mouth is on the floor right now hearing this.
Yeah, no. I mean, some people just don't need to be working in customer care.
Right.
Like I said, there is probably a language barrier as well, which causes a difficulty, but at the same exact time, it's like, come on, man. What's wrong, sweet girl? You drop your toy. Sorry, I'm at home today.
No, you're okay. You're okay. No, we'll definitely keep things professional here. I can assure you that. Actually, I'm the main point of contact when it comes down to your package, saving you money, and making sure it's a good package that gets you a return on your investment. You not being happy means you're gone, right? That means
exactly.
You waste your time and money. So did we. Like, it takes a village of us to make this happen for you. And we're going to do, we go all in. So to kind of separate us out from anyone else out there, being a premier partner, you have to follow and abide by a few rules. One of which, once you decide to move forward with us here today, Rachel, we close out the area completely. We cannot work with your competitors, period.
Yeah.
I know that. You mentioned like 30-mile radius, but this package can go up to 50 miles out if you ever needed to. We won't work with anyone within that 50 miles, okay?
So our major competitors who are already on the homepage, what will happen with them?
We're competing with them, right?
Are they through you or are they through a different party?
No, ma'am. Yeah, they're either doing that on their own, depending on how long they've been in the round. And then two, it's definitely not with us because, again, we have to go through our systems to even allow us to make a phone call out on that. So meaning if we have someone that does your services in your area, then guess what? We won't even make the call. Like we literally turn away work. Yeah. That's how strict we follow it. Cause yeah, I think about, remember like that's, I hate to put it like this, but it's the truth. You know, if that's our selling point, right? Other companies, they sign you up. Let's say best case scenario, they put you up on that first page of Google and you're doing really well. And then later down the road, you start noticing a significant drop of calls. You start rotating to the fifth, the tenth page. You're like, what's going on? That's because they can't work with that many people or that many businesses doing the same thing. Now they're sharing leads and all that. So that's not what we're about here. Okay.
Okay.
So another thing is, I know that you're currently doing Google ads though, correct?
Yes, but we haven't officially started the service yet. We were in the review turn. And then that was pretty much the lady called me yesterday to verify everything, I guess, to get things going. And that's when she started being rude to me. And the first thing she was rude about was the fact that, you know, my husband is the direct owner and I run the business. I'm like, you don't want to talk to my husband. My husband's a fucking asshole. You know, I love him to death, but he is. I'm like, that is why I deal with people. And she had an issue with that straight off the bat because I guess wherever she's from, which I know other countries are different, women don't really have a position of power.
Right,
so, you know,
right.
I understand her, you know, focus from that point on where she's like, well, I want to speak to your husband. I'm like, well, my husband does not want to speak with you. He's sitting right next to me. He doesn't want to talk to me. So I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry for laughing. My Lord.
Like, hi. It is pretty funny. But, no, my husband's an asshole. I apologize if you ever get him on the phone because you're not going to want to.
All right. Touche. Well, Rachel, the package that we spoke about the other day was for getting on the first page of Google, you know, unlimited calls directly to you. There's no pay per lead or anything like that. It's a flat rate.
Okay.
You get also a bundle service. So you get Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing included with this package.
Okay.
And then also target marketing Facebook ads. Jog my memory a little bit. Do you have a Facebook business page at the moment?
Exactly. Yes,
you do. Okay, perfect. So what we'll do is enhance it by making sure if customers don't reach out to you on Google, these other directories, once they go on their Facebook, your ad will pop up on their screen with the click to call you directly from there as well. So you're really going to have your brand exposure out there for sure. Now, everything is included. To get started today is $348. That already lasts for your whole month until May 16th. At that time, it'll stay at $249 no matter what, okay? Unless you decide you want to put more to your budget, things like that. But I hope I earned your trust when I say this. That's a lot of budget already going to your Facebook ads. Out of your $249 a month, we put 100 of those dollars into your ad spend already for you. That's more than enough. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I know I'm kind of breezing through this, so did you have any questions for me? Sorry.
No, you're fine. No, you're doing perfect.
Okay, awesome. Now, the next thing is, I guess that's pretty much it on there. Now, as far as website goes, though, do you guys have a current website, or are you guys working on that?
Yeah, we have a website through GoDaddy. We already have our own domain and everything.
Beautiful. Now, we are a one-stop shop. We do charge extra for websites if we were to develop one. We don't edit websites no longer just because, you know, other domains, other things, it just gets complicated. Can we do it? Sure, but it just takes a lot longer. Go ahead.
No, I said I understand. I got this.
Okay, yeah. That is available for you if you need it. Please let me know at any time you ever want to upgrade your package or add anything else because this promotional rate, I can apply it to everything else. So you're never going to pay the normal rate from here on, okay? I want to make sure you don't take that with a grain of salt. Like, you'll save hundreds.
Yeah, you're fine. At this exact time, we're not going to need it because I just made our website. It's pretty plain cut, dry, simple, but that's the thing around our business is you can't really go too in-depth because everything is so different for every single service. It's impossible to overly explain.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you.
Out there so it looks like a possession, but we really don't even need a website. It's for people have it just to be like, have a website, okay, cool, because you know how it is nowadays. Looks mean everything to everyone for whatever reason.
It does, yeah. That visual saying, all right, they have a website, so it gives them a little more legitimacy just by saying you have a website, you know, so I get it. Yep. All right. Well, Rachel, in order to get things up and running here, my question for you is this. I'm not accepting payment at this exact moment, but the rule is on this to developing the account, whose name would be on the card that we'll be using today? Because that would be the name that I have to put as the primary holder.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's going to be Dalton Fabian. Valton. Fabian, Fabian.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming that's your husband, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, I can go ahead and move forward here. Is your husband with you to make sure, because there's a part that he has to validate on when processing the card. I need to make sure that he's okay with it, too, because he has to sign that.
He's not home right now, but he picked up our daughter from school because he was out that way anywho, but he'll be home in probably, like, 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, who knows? I mean, this shouldn't take that long, but, I mean, either way, I'll make it easy for you. No worries, okay? So, now, Rachel, the email that I have that I sent information to before, estimates@kdmmobilewelding.com, is that the best email to send, like, the invoice and things like that to?
Yeah, that's fine. I have two business emails, but I access both of them on a regular basis. So.
Okay. Perfect. And then the phone number to best contact you would be this number, right? Ending with the 5736?
Yes.
Okay. And for your customers, do you want them to reach out to a different phone number or the same phone number?
This one's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, the next part is all for Google. I have to make sure this is on point. If not, it can delay things, and I don't want that to happen to you, okay? So I have – yeah, it's important. So I have the business name as – all capitalized here. I got KDM, and then I have Mobile Welding LLC. Did I have this all correct here?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, the next part on Google is completely optional. You do not have to show your physical address to the public, okay? But Google does require to have a physical address to get verified. What address can I put for the business on that?
Hold on. Let me get what's on the LLC pulled up really quick because it's not our home address.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to get like a DaVinci suite or something to put the address under. So we have something else to like send the mail to and stuff. But whenever that happens, I'll update y'all.
That's okay. Yeah. As long as it's a physical address, that's what Google is looking for. They want to make sure that you're actually there. It can't be a P.O. box. That's why.
Yeah, no, of course. Where the heck is – there it is. Load. I hate technology. It's wasted. All right. It's 708.
Uh-huh.
Milden Hall, MILLDENHALL. Road.
Okay.
And that's Mount Pleasant, MOUNTPLEASANT.
Right. Is that the zip code? Yeah, 29464. All right. Yeah, familiar there. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, as promised, I want to make sure that you get, you know, our team introduces themselves to you. You feel comfortable with our team. They show you how to maneuver through your tracking system that we developed for you so you can see everything come to fruition for yourself. All right. We don't want you just taking a word for it. I can set that up as early as literally tomorrow if you'd like. Do you have an hour window to speak with them?
I'm trying to think. I know we have a job at 12 tomorrow, Wednesday. I'll probably be in the car, but like 10:45, 11 o'clock works.
Okay, 11 o'clock. Let me see here. Because you don't have to be in front of your computer, but if you'd like to, you're more than welcome to. I just want to make sure. So I have an opening at 11 to noon. Would that work for you?
Yeah, because I can talk to them while I'm driving over to the job site. That's fine.
Beautiful. Okay.
And this is my daughter's ballet day, so I have to, like, put everything around my kid's schedule.
I hear you. No worries. I can't say newborn anymore. She's 15 months now. It's unbelievable.
Aww.
Yeah, my first one, beautiful daughter. She's my world, so I get it.
It goes by very quickly.
Thank you. It does. I didn't believe that when I heard that, but yeah, I do. It does.
Yeah, I have three girls. Right. I probably goes by very quickly. Very.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, three you said? Holy macaroni.
Yeah. Fair warning, puberty starts a lot earlier than it used to. So just keep that in mind because nobody warned me and I wish they did. My daughter's turning 6 and she's already started puberty.
Oh my lord. Oh no.
Yeah.
I did martial arts my whole life, but I think I'm gonna need to get a gun license or something here.
Oh, for sure. I'm not making
Oh my lord. All right. Now, Rachel, what I did is I just sent you a Google invite to your email to lock in that timing frame for tomorrow. Let me know once you got it. And don't do anything further than just hitting yes on there, okay? It gets complicated.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put a reminder for our team as well. And
okay. I have not received it yet. It'll probably just be one more moment because I have 4 emails connected to here, so.
Okay.
Oh, that's there. Oh, and I see they still didn't cancel my stuff because they just told me that my Google Ads is up and running. Oh, God, I love people. Okay, come on, load things.
Yeah, we're going to take care of it. Definitely, the professionalism has to be there. This is a business.
Because if you can't get along and there's no professionalism, then it just makes the entire environment uncomfortable, and it's on both ends uncomfortable.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no point for that.
I agree 1,000%. Yeah. And then also, Rachel. Oh, okay. So that's all right. We'll wait on a little bit. While that's loading there, obviously I'm going to put you as an authorized user with this account as well. And
okay.
How do you spell your first name? Is it R-A-C-H-E-L?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
And the second cootie, I got to hold it on my hand. Yes, I'll open your orange. I'll put it right there, and you go help your sister, and I will get to it in 1 second. No, you can go help your sister. She does not scare you. She's a baby.
Oh, you guys
yeah, no, definitely a hoot.
Yeah,
all right.
So,
how do you say please? That's not how you ask the thing. Yes, give me a second, please.
All right. That's okay. And then the next part for your Google presence, right? And don't think you're married to it. You can always modify it anytime, but our team can do this for you as well, okay? Far as your hours of operation, how would you like to be showcased? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7, or what do you think?
I guess just for direct phone calls, because we are 24/7 service, but obviously to do regular estimates, I want people calling my phone in the middle of the night.
Right.
So, because we have our emergency service number on the truck, but for like actual call me. But I guess let's do Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, I guess, for phone calls.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you also have an emergency number that's 24/7. If you'd like, I could put that in there as well.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. All right, emergency only. What's that phone number?
656-777-1268.
1268. Okay, I'm going to repeat that number back. I got 656-777-1268.
Yes, sir.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Emergency. Okay. And then also, the address that we have that I put in here, the 708 Mildenhall Road, did you want me to keep that hidden? Or do you want to showcase that? Keep it hidden.
Yes.
Okay. Let me put the notations on that right now.
I got a watch. Do you want me to put your banana on the plate? Okay. Can I have the banana so I can cut it, please? Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. All right. Next part here. Now, far as your distance, how far out would you like to go for your customers? I mean, like I said, it goes 50-mile radius in every direction if you really wanted to.
Yeah, fine. 50
yeah,
miles
okay.
is fine.
Beautiful, okay.
Yeah,
and
we
then,
try not to just travel outside of that unless it's, like, super big contracts with pre-existing customers. So.
Totally understandable. And don't get me started with gas prices. All right. The next part.
That's why I'm no longer
gas amount. Yes, ma'am. And then, Rachel, how do you guys accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Cash card, Venmo, Zelle, and PayPal.
And PayPal. Perfect. Okay.
That's chemicals. Don't touch that. You need a fork? There's no fork. I'm not allowed. This is all finger food, baby girl. Let go. Okay, I'm taking this over to eat it if you don't hurry up.
Oh my gosh, you cracked me up. I can't wait for these days. All right, so now the next part, as far as your website, do you have, is that website up and running already, right? I think I saw it last time.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
So let me go ahead.
I placed bananas in the living room. I can't do it. Okay, come on. Yep, I know your legs don't work. I got you. All right, here, go.
Okay.
You're okay.
Precision Welding Solutions. No, you're fine. I'm working as you're doing as well, too. Don't worry. Okay, there we go. I'm going to put the notations in here as well for if you decide to move forward with a website later down in the future, in case. I want to make sure you still get a promotional rate for it, but just make sure you reach out and ask for me, okay? I'll make sure to keep that promise.
For sure.
Okay, next part. The business is licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And we're going to get this verified here. Okay. Now, I had a lot of notes from last time far as the specifics, far as your services you want to be found for no matter what, right? Because I know that's like a key thing here. Because you guys do mobile welding, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any particular type of slang I can use or something that you know customers will be typing in the area that I can add in right now?
So we work with TIG, MIG, and STIC, and then also aluminum, steel, copper, pretty much any type of welding with any metal. There's like a legality portion to what we can and cannot list due to insurance purposes.
Right.
I don't lie, so there's no point to lie to you. We technically do RV and boat welding as well, but the problem is with that is we don't carry insurance for that, so we can't really publicize it.
Okay. So then let's go with... I'm just going to put the welt here. I'll put it like this so that way we're not getting you guys flagged either. Because we have to do it by the book. We're premier partners, right? But I want to make sure you're being found for it. Again, the calls come to you directly, too. I'm sure if we hit the right keywords in the area for it, then you get those calls for it as well. Okay? Just make sure in the future, I have to say this, make sure you have the proper license and insurance and stuff like that to do the job.
Services on those without insurance. It's just we don't get the only time you actually require insurances is when you're doing corporate welding. And so we don't actually get any contracts that require that insurance. And a lot of insurance companies will not insure welders for that type of stuff. It's actually almost impossible to get insurance for welding boats and stuff like that. It's too much liability.
Yeah. It makes sense. Okay.
So we don't work with any larger corporations on that. We have insurance for, like structural and stuff like that, but not for the boat, an RV and stuff like that. It's just too much of a liability for insurance companies. And if we were to list that on the insurance application, it immediately would be denied.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, at least we'll have your company popping up these keywords, though, so that way... Hey, you guys can talk with them and kind of figure things out from there as well. So I got you. No worries. All right. So I think I have everything in here. I'm going to send this to our team right now. That way when they speak to you guys tomorrow, They're not starting from scratch. They know exactly how to help your company. They're going to already put these keywords into the algorithms to say, all right, hey, we have some extra keywords possibly to, you know, get you guys listed quicker or rank higher, things like that. So they will go over that with you tomorrow. Now, do you have my direct phone number here? The 877 number?
I get that.
Okay.
Please.
Yes. Let me know when you're ready. I want to give that to you first.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. It's 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay. And what was your name again? I apologize. I talked to so many people all day.
That's okay. My name is John, J-O-N. For this number, without my extension, save it as Local Splash. That's the name of our company. It is voice activated. So if you call in and said Facebook, or you said client support, billing, whatever it is, there'll always be a team available for you Monday through Friday to pick up that phone and answer any questions. They know exactly how to help you with your account. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. Now, the next part is as a protection for you and your pricing. I'm not accepting a no for an answer, okay, because this is important here.
This
is to make sure that, you know, I put the pricing in there in the recording. I'm going to ask a few questions to verify who you are, right? So try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have questions, concerns, anything, stop me in my tracks and ask away because that's what I'm here for. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
KDM Mobile Welding LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Rachel Everly, Lead Estimator and Personal Relations.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Actually, I'm going to hit pause on that part right now. Rachel, I want to make sure you guys are very well protected. So after this recording, we'll set up a security question and answer. From here on out, we'll always call from the 877 number, and we will only ask your security question. We will never give out your answer. That way you know you're talking to us, and we're not just giving your information out to anybody. Okay? All right, perfect. I'm going to continue here. Sorry, I just want to make sure you're protecting all avenues there. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 16th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything we spoke. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 16th of each month in the amount of only $249. And it will be recurring $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, Rachel, I just want to make sure protect on everything there, okay? Next part here, I joke around about this all the time, but I've actually seen someone get locked out of their own account because they forgot their own security answer. So please don't forget yours, okay? Now, we have 3 choices. They're pretty generic. You could choose any one of them, make up any answer you want. But we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name, please.
Okay. And again, we will never give out this answer, and it will never change either. What would that answer be?
Robert.
Okay. Is that plural with the S at the end?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. All right, so I'm going to put that in, and you're golden. Beautiful. Okay. All right, Rachel, our last part here. On the card that we're using today, you mentioned it was your husband's name, Dalton Fabian, correct?
Yes, sorry, he just pulled up.
Perfect. Wow, what a timing on that one, huh? All right.
Exactly.
All
oh
right.
Oh, my God, if he's out, and then Toffee's put her out. She looks like she's bleeding out of her mouth. She's been drooling so bad.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
All right. All right. And Rachel, is Dalton with you right now?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I am.
Oh, hey, Dalton. My name's John. I'm with Local Splash. Pleasure to meet you, sir. So I was just speaking with Rachel, and we're getting this whole account set up, so I'm very excited for you guys to join the family. If you could do me a huge favor and just kind of verify that who you, your first and last name, and that you approved to, you know, get this started here today.
Dalton Fabian, and yeah, I approve her doing anything that needs to be done. Anything that she says that she wants to do or we need to do is perfectly okay with me. She handles all my marketing and financial.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dalton. I appreciate your time on that. And then last part here. Sorry, I'm not sure if I'm still speaking with Dalton, though, or if I'm speaking to both of you guys or what.
both of us.
Okay, all right. Now, the card that we're using today, is it to the same billing address, the 708 Milton Hall Road, or would it be to a different address?
It's the same address. It's the same account. It's just I'm an active user on that account.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and pull this here. Boom. And then what type of payment method are you using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Where's the card?
I think it's a Visa, but let me check.
Okay.
I can't believe someone stole my flat. You put it back in there, or is it still in the bed?
It might be still in the bed.
Okay,
I'll
grab it.
Here, just hold that.
Okay. Who's been doing that all day? Cat staring at me like, you know I'm outside, woman.
It's a Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay, perfect. And for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you guys are.
4912-3900-6427-2812.
Okay. Thank you. And Rachel, what's the expiration date on that?
0129.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
293.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm not lying to you. We got a really nice promotional rate. I want to make sure our systems stay that way. So give me 2 seconds
where
I refresh it like 3 different times. I want to make sure it doesn't move like that, okay? All right.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's good. Cool. Boom. All right. I think we're looking good. I'm going to do it one last time because that looks cool. Okay, yeah, we're good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises. So once this goes through, you're going to receive a text and an email with the invoice, and that way I could direct you to see the breakdown of everything we discussed on paper for you as well. But as soon as this goes through on my side, I'll let you know. And it just went through on my side.
Verification that you asked me earlier. I'm trying to see if it's in my spam by chance.
Really? Okay, so.
Yeah, I still don't have it anywhere. Can we double check?
What is this one for?
Yes.
This is the Google that I got yesterday.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're okay. And Rachel, I sent it to estimates@kdmmobilewelding.com.
They don't want mine.
No, this is that's the old email that I still have access to. Okay, it's in my Outlook account. That's why. Ha ha. Sorry, I'm half asleep. I'm looking at my Google account, and I'm like, why is this popping up? And I'm like, oh, it's in my Outlook account.
Okay,
oh,
hold on.
Let's
go. I have mom brain 24/7. I'm sure you understand with your wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I think my wife's most patient with me, if anything. Yeah.
Yeah, fun fact, it doesn't go away for 7 years. And when we're having trouble signing in. Okay. It doesn't go away for 7 years. And then there's the additional factor that I find hilarious, that with every kid, it restarts.
I love it. Welcome to the parenthood, I guess, huh?
Why is not log into my Outlook? Okay. Come on. There we go. Okay, passcode. That's not my passcode. What is my passcode?
Oh, did you already get to the part where it says to sign it, or for like username and password?
No, I'm trying to log into that email because it does this to me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I have like 3 passcodes that I use because sometimes it requires a longer one, sometimes it doesn't, and I just can never remember what I do. No, I don't want to set up a mobile app. I want to go into my account. Oh my Lord. Just let me get into my account. What the heck?
No, don't mess with mommy stuff, please.
Yeah, not right now, secret. I'll hold you 1 second. She's like, I want to touch that computer. Okay, ask later. There we go. I think it's so bogus that everything requires you to have a mobile app nowadays.
That, you know, it's pretty wild how that happens on that part. I developed an app a long time ago, too, and I'm like, this is heading with a craziness right now. So they use that geolocation stuff. That's why they want to hook you.
Okay, I'm in the RSVP email currently. Okay, so that's specific time. That's why it says 8 to 9. Perfect. Okay, and I just press yes. Okay, so I approve the time for the meeting tomorrow. Now, what's the next email I need to get into? Is it the welcome to Local Splash?
So it's going to be the one where it says Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one we want to go for first.
Okay. Local Splash initial invoice. Here we go. Okay, now I'm in.
Are you doing more cleaning?
What are you talking about?
It smells like shit Clorox.
It does not smell like Clorox in here. You're crazy. Okay, I'm in the email now.
Perfect. Okay, so in the email, there's a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. That's the one we're going to click on.
Good night.
They can't get through there. It's blocked off. Sorry.
What am I doing? All
right. Does Dalton need to sign it directly, or am I allowed to sign it?
He would have to, it's not even a signature, it's a type in first and last name the way it shows on the card. But he would have to do that. And please do take your time. I'm here with you as promised. I don't forget any of my promises here, you know? So there is short descriptions in there of other packages that you can upgrade to. We had that conversation that let me know because I can apply that same promotional rate to everything.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right, let me go through the promotional rates really quick and see.
You know you're getting old whenever you have to start your own name.
Local bundle.
Oh, Jesus, I couldn't remember how to spell my own name.
Okay, so for you to understand, the Facebook ads go through them. They do all of the Facebook ads.
Okay.
So don't pay for Facebook ads.
Not a problem. Save
you some money.
Is going to be the $149, that's for the Google, and then the $100, so the $249 a month is for Google and for the Facebook.
I don't think the ads that we ran were, like, the right way anyway, because we spent, what, $30 or $20, and we didn't get a single thing back.
Yeah, no,
nothing
that's,
out
that's
of
why
it.
It's cheaper to do it through this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that ad is by the end.
I don't mind spending money on advertisement as long as the advertisement's paying off.
Yes, sir. There you go. Return on investment is what we're – well, it's all about the return on investment, right? And that shows by us doing our job. So that's where it comes with communication as well. You know, that's why we have also set up a technician call with Rachel tomorrow to go over a little further details of those keywords hitting the right areas so that way you're not getting calls out of Timbuktu asking for services you don't provide. You know what I mean? So we want to make sure we're on point with all of it here.
All right. It is submitted. Now I'm at a local / login page.
Beautiful. Okay. So, Rachel, this is what I mentioned before. This is your next best friend right here. This is your tracking system. I have a login and password for you, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow when our technician team calls you because there's okay. If you log in right now, there's nothing there. We didn't work on it yet. Tomorrow they will give you the login and password, and they're going to show you how to keep track of your keywords, traffic, promotions, everything. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Beautiful. Well, it was a pleasure meeting Dalton and you, Rachel, and, you know, welcome to the family, you guys. All right. Congratulations.
Just to get off of here, I do have a couple questions because, like I said, she handles all this, and instead of me asking her and then me getting frustrated because she's not explaining it the way I want.
Okay.
So from my understanding, this puts us on the right side of Google where no matter if you scroll, it scrolls down, it scrolls with you. I believe it does. I'm not sure if it does.
That's what the Google ad is. This puts us, when they type in welding, we pop
up.
We're
okay.
On the same page as TJ. TJ on the side, that is a Google ad. That's the service that I'm canceling that BITTH cost me. Yesterday.
Yeah, no, I was not okay with that. And then they called us again. And
oh, no, they called me about 20 minutes ago before he called me.
Yeah, well, next time let me answer the phone because I'm about tired of being with the disrespect.
Yeah, no, you can deal with it. You have fun with that.
And you know what, you guys, I'm glad timing is everything too because, you know, when it comes down to the service of your work and stuff, ads work well. Don't get me wrong, but a lot of customers like to look at it organically. Just because they see it's an ad and know it's an ad, they like to breeze through it and go right to that local map section anyway. And I hope I'm earning your trust when I say that, you know, because we do offer those.
A lot of people that me and where I'm getting business from right now is a Facebook marketplace ad that I have that I'm kind of not allowed to have, but Facebook's kind of just looking the other way, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay. But, so that's excellent. Then this is definitely going to enhance that big time because if customers don't reach out to you through Google or looking you up on Yelp or Yahoo or anything other local directories, if they go on Facebook after that, your ad will pop up on their screen with a click to call you directly from there. So Facebook ads, I'm not sure if I mentioned this to Rachel, but they have more than double rates of conversions than Google ads. So it's definitely going to see some differences.
All the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, any other questions here, Dalton? I'm all free game for you, man. We're open book. We want to make sure we start the relationship off strong. That starts with communication here. So is there anything else I can answer for you as well?
That was pretty much it. It was just the understanding of where at on Google we were going to be.
Yes, sir. So getting on the local map section on Google, everyone usually takes 6 months, 9 months. We're a premier partner with Google. We get you guys listed on the first page of Google for all your categories in your area within the first 30 to 45 days. That's our average. I've seen it done way faster, but I can't make that promise to you because that's just a policy I can't do.
Happening just on the sole factor of what I do is so demanding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see us not growing.
Oh yeah. No, this is definitely, let's put it this way. No matter what, it's always a great investment to be on Google. Once you're on Google, you're verified, you're done. Like that's yours. We don't take that down no matter what happens. You know what I mean? The difference of having us. Go ahead.
Would I be allowed to put a Google, review QR code with a Google image on my truck? That way people can scan it, look at my website, look at my stuff like that, and it won't cause an issue with anything like that?
Never cause an issue, no sir, and I highly suggest to do that. I mean, the more you have your business name out there, the better for you, no matter what.
Yeah,
right?
Whole truck.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Well, hey, man, if you have a QR code, I know you can get QR codes for free online these days now, too. And yeah, that way they can link it right to you.
And she's made a QR code sticker before, so I don't see an issue with it. We're just going to make it bigger than the one she made last time, because
yeah,
that was tedious.
Well, yeah, no, customers love it. Yeah.
Sticker that 3x3, that it works. But it was like, it's a circuit. So it's the one where you have to pull and weed every single little line and dot out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, thanks. Well, you are on the right track though. I mean, QR codes are easiest to maneuver through. People just snap it, bam, right on their phone.
Yeah.
That's where they're on 24/7.
Asked actually by three different people if I had a QR code that they can scan to look at my reviews.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
that surprised me.
Nowadays they're everywhere. It's you got to hook up your Netflix on your TV and you scan a QR code.
Yeah, true that. Very true.
It's just so simple, and you don't even have to do anything. It just goes to your app that you already have yourself logged into, and you just approve it. And the simplicity of
technology.
The simplicity is key.
Yes. Yes, sir. And that's where this comes in line with that, too. Because customer experience. Imagine you have a customer that's a referral, right? If I'm your referral and they say, John, give Dalton a call. This guy's amazing. Give him a call. Look him up. I'm like, all right, I'll look him up later. Where's the first place I'm going to look? Like, everyone says, let's Google it, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if I don't remember your business name and I type in weld, I'm like, all right, I'll type in welding there me. Boom, there you are. Nice and easy customer experience. That's everything, you know? So this is definitely going to help you guys out. I know it.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear from me. I don't really have any more questions. If you got to get off of here, that's fine.
All right, you guys. I just want to make sure everyone's comfortable and everything from there. You guys are going to be in good hands, okay? I will try to my very best. You're most welcome, Rachel. Tomorrow, I'm going to try my very best to call in with our team from that number so that I can introduce you guys. If for any reason I'm stuck on a call or in a meeting, they will still call you from the 877 number, and I have the notes all over the account of how to help you guys, okay? So they know exactly what to do, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much, John. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye, you guys. Take care.
Bye.